This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan and together with me, Lim Soo Ann and Ashwin Johan. So we have two stories for you today. First up, if you had to pick Malaysia's most iconic marine animal, what would it be? With Merdeka Day coming up, we dive into Malaysia's marine world to find out if we could have a national marine animal and why we need to take action to preserve our marine environment.
And for our second story, Lego has introduced a Braille Bricks toolkit to teach Braille to children through play. We dive into why learning Braille is important in ensuring literacy for those with visual impairment.
And as always, if you have any thoughts you'd like to share with us, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Now for our first story, well, if I asked both of you to think of what Malaysia's most iconic animal is, what would your answer be? You know, what is the animal that springs immediately to your mind?
Orangutan.
Malayan tiger for me.
But what if I asked you what if I asked you about our most iconic marine animal?
Penyu, turtle.
Wow, okay, that was very easy for you because I was stumped. I couldn't think of anything. I was about to say goldfish.
Okay, we might need to educate you on what marine means off air, but all right.
I mean, I would have to agree that I shared similar, like, confusion with Dash. You know, for a moment I was stumped when I was trying to think, but it took me a few moments to actually think of animals like the penyu, the dugongs, and really there's so much more. And it's I think it's quite understandable that for most of us, thinking about an iconic marine animal would be tougher than thinking of the most iconic animal in Malaysia, right? But, you know, Malaysia has such a rich marine environment around us. So it raises an interesting question of why are our terrestrial animals more well-known than our marine ones?
Well, Malaysia actually has more sea area, you know, including its exclusive economic zone, than land territory under its control. Malaysia's seas are among the most biodiverse regions around the world. Our coasts and our seas are a source of revenue through tourism, while also providing for our economic and our social needs of our population. So, and there's so many islands around Malaysia where you can go snorkeling or scuba diving, or even just, you know, chill by the beach to get a glimpse of the marine life that lives just beneath the surface. And yet, it seems that most of us don't know or don't pay that much attention to these species, or the need for their conservation.
And that's exactly what the people behind Reef Stakes are highlighting with their online event to search for Malaysia's national marine animal. So Reef Stakes is actually Malaysia's first marine-themed role-playing card game, which was started by a four-person team. And I'm going to read out the names: Edmund Lau Chai Ming, Liu Hui Ling, Quek Yu On, and Serena Adam Chua. So according to their website, the game is to be played in a group as it encourages interaction between the players through debate, arguments, and even sabotage before they decide on the future of the reef. So the game lays down information related to the marine environment in an accessible manner, and it's for everyone, whether you're a layperson or a subject matter expert.
So in conjunction with Merdeka Month and our upcoming Merdeka Day on the 31st of August, Reef Stakes started the National Marine Animal Event on their Facebook page. So this online event is sort of a tournament-style competition where they're inviting people to vote between two marine animals each round. So this will culminate in the final round where the two marine animals that have made it through the quarter and semifinals will finally face off.
Nice. So on their Facebook page, they wrote that they received more than 70 nominations, which were then whittled down to the top eight finalists. So people thought of 70 marine animals, y'all. I don't think goldfish was on there.
I think there might have been some overlap, perhaps.
Yes, yeah. Maybe. But anyway, the eight species that were chosen are, if you're listening, dugong, green turtle, staghorn coral, small giant clam, Indo-Pacific humpback dolphin, leatherback turtle, whale shark, and yellow seahorse. I'm learning of a few.
Yeah, I did not recognize half the things that you just mentioned.
So, you know, these eight species, they were pitted against each other across four quarterfinals, and they were quite wittily named. You know, there was the Battle of the Gentle Giants, which was between the leatherback turtle and the whale shark, the clash of the charismatic between the seahorse and the dolphin, the encounter of the seagrass specialists between the dugong and the green turtle, and finally, the struggle for the seafloor between the coral and the clam.
Hmm. But it's not just simply an event for people to vote for their favorite marine animal. The polls are put up alongside facts and images of each of the 8 species. So while you're trying to get votes for, say, Team Coral, at the same time, you're also learning more about the species and the threats that they face. So we can't list them all here, but fun fact, did you know that corals are actually classified as animals? Now, this is something else that I didn't know. Clearly, I'm learning a lot. You know, the marine life is something that I'm not very familiar with. But, you know, most of us often mistake them for plants or even rocks.
Mm, I mean, they do look like it sometimes, mm-hmm. right? And so to help us find out more about why Reef Stakes is organizing this event and, you know, the need to take action to address threats to the marine environment is Kwik Yuan, who's one of the 4 people behind Reef Stakes. So thanks for joining us, Yuan. And first, could you tell us more about Reef Stakes and what the aim of the game is?
Reef Stakes is a card game. It's a first marine-themed Malaysian card game. And with Reef Stakes, we try to do 3 things. First, we try to illustrate the complex stakeholder relationships with regards to like the marine environmental sector. Number 2, we try to inform people about the marine threats in Malaysia. And also, we try to introduce some of the more important, more iconic marine species in Malaysia lah. And basically, I would say Reef Stakes is a tool for people to kind of understand the marine environment a little bit better. And hopefully, through this tool, people are able to take action towards protecting the marine environment.
So how did the 4 of you come up with the idea of Reef Stakes?
Mm. So in 2017, one of our co-founders, the 4 of us, received a small grant from the Young Southeast Asian Leadership Initiative, YCLI. And the grant was basically a very small grant. She could either go for a course and develop herself, but Hui Ling decided to use this grant to create something. And Edmund at that time had come back from also another YCLI camp where he had a draft of a game. So he pulled 4 of us together. All of us are trained marine biologists to kind of think and expand on this game. And in 2017, Reef Stakes was born. Previously, before we had this physical card where we had a designer come in and design, we used just normal, you know, playing cards and we had sticky notes stuck, you know, just for us to beta test the game, have the concept up. And in 2017 also, we applied for another Young Southeast Asian Leadership Initiative Seeds for the Future grant. We won that grant and gave us some money to kind of fully develop the game and have it tested. And in 2018, we launched our first edition lah.
Hmm. So the idea of a card game is quite interesting because it makes issues such as those related to the marine environment fun, but also accessible.
Exactly. That's our goal. Trying to make the card game being used by all levels of society, because not only you can learn about the marine environment, you can learn about the things that are facing the marine environment, but also you can have fun at the same time. So I guess for us, our goal in Reef Stakes, we try to balance both fun, approachable, and also informative.
Mm. And earlier you mentioned highlighting threats to the marine environment. So what are some of the issues that are raised in Reef Stakes?
For Reef Stakes, we have a few issues. For example, bottom trawling. And we tie this to the game by if the card is put down, something happens to the game. So with bottom trawling, the nature track or the nature part of the game gets destroyed. Other issues that we try to bring up in the game includes like cyanide fishing. We include protected species like the dugong, like the leatherback. And if, say, the protected species appear, what it does to the game is basically the development track stopped or reduced because there is an urge to protect this area when a threatened species appears.
So why is it important that we recognize these issues are happening around us and that we take action where we can?
Well, it's because nature relies on us. And, you know, sometimes we don't know how we affect nature or we affect the marine environment. People need to be informed that every single action they do, you know, for example, using plastic cups and so on, does affect the marine environment in some way. I'm sure many people saw the video of the turtle with the straw in its nose.
Mm.
So I think we're trying to use the cards in a way to inform those people that every single small action, or even if they can make a big action within their work space or in their capacity as a, you know, running on their daily lives really does make a difference. And we feel that it through the game, we try to communicate this as best as we can.
So over on ReefStakes Facebook page, you've started the National Marine Animal Event, which takes on a tournament format. Could you tell us more about this event and the aim of it?
Well, it's actually based off of one of the very famous Twitter competitions that was done during MCO. One of the biologists had this World Bat Twitter tournament format, and I thought, oh, that would be quite interesting to replicate in Malaysia. And looking at, we don't have yet a national marine animal. I mean, terrestrial conservationists would argue with me and, you know, say that they have other better animals. But I would say for Malaysia, the tiger is a national animal. It's very regal in form. It has a lot of charisma, and it's also very present in our folklore. But the tiger is a terrestrial species, am I right?
Mm.
We don't really have a marine iconic species. And hence, I guess, with the national marine animal that we're running on our Facebook, we try to fill this gap by accepting nominations and then, you know, pitting the species against each other, so to speak. So then Malaysia or whomever is interested in Malaysian conservation animals will be able to kind of campaign and support or go behind the animal they think that is best, the marine and national icon of Malaysia.
So why do you think there seems to be a greater emphasis on terrestrial animals compared to marine animals?
I think it's really related to what we are as humans. We are terrestrial. Whenever we think about nature, you know, we think about Taman Negara, we think about Gunung Ledang, Gunung Kinabalu, and not so much thinking about the marine. But I guess if you're a diver, then maybe you have more exposure to the marine environment. If you like snorkeling, then yes. But generally, people are more concerned, are more exposed to the terrestrial nature. And hence, that also actually translates into funding, into conservation. People only conserve what they love, right? Mm-hmm. Tak kenal, maka tak cinta.
Mm-hmm.
So with this national marine animal, we try to kind of get people to think more about the species that are out there that are in Malaysia, maybe endemic to Malaysia, only found in this region, and hopefully use them as flagship or icons towards improving marine conservation in Malaysia.
And going back to the online event, are all 8 of the species featured found in Malaysian waters?
Yes, all of the 8 marine species are found in the waters of Malaysia. Some are specific to this region, like the Southeast Asian region, mm-hmm. for example, the dugong. But some are also like travelers around. They're found all around the world. For example, the leatherback and the whale shark. They are found all over the world. But sadly, the leatherback is functionally extinct in Malaysia, though they are still found in many areas in South America and also Indonesia.
And what happens when the tournament ends?
Well, us putting up those Facebook posts regarding like giving facts to people, it's more to inform them that, hey, you know, we have these creatures in Malaysia. I think a very common misconception is that many people come to me and tell me, oh, there's no dolphins in Malaysia. But in fact, that we have several species of dolphins and porpoises that live and surround, live around the waters of Malaysia. Well, after the event ends, when we crown a national marine animal, you know, we're not so ambitious to say that, oh, the government must take up this marine animal and champion. It's more of something like a flagship to us. Like, so at least through a semi-Facebook democratic vote, you kind of know that you know, this is what the Malaysia's choice is. Whether whoever uses it, the NGOs or government picks it up, you know, it'd be a bonus. But definitely for ReefStakes, we will say that this is the icon that's picked by Malaysia and probably used in our subsequent games or subsequent information posts lah.
And if people want to find out more about ReefStakes or get their hands on a set of cards, where can they go?
We have ReefStakes.com, where it's our website, and you can place an order at our shop page. You can also PM us on Facebook and request more information on how to get your own copy. We're going to do Merdeka sales as well, probably at the end of the month heading towards Malaysia Day. So do check us out on Facebook. And, you know, purchase your own copy, have a bit of fun and try to understand the challenges that the marine environment Malaysia faces through ReefStakes.
All right. Thanks for speaking to us, Yuan. That was Kwek Yuan, one of the co-founders of Reef Stakes, speaking to us about the idea behind the card game, which Reef Stakes is, as well as the online National Marine Animal event that is happening on their Facebook page right now.
Throwdown, you mean? So yes, the voting began earlier this month, and as of today, the semifinals are over, and it will be Team Dugong going against Team Dolphin for the finals. I really don't know how I would pick between those two. I love them both. Voting for that will begin tomorrow, so you can head over to Reef Stakes Facebook page to cast your vote. Dash?
Yes.
Dugong or Dolphin, you think?
Tough choice, but...
No, you know what they are, right?
Yes, I know what they are. Dugong is the mermaid one, right?
Oh, God. We're getting you Reef... We'll buy him Reef Stakes for his birthday.
Yes, probably.
Yeah. A bigger picture round.
Yes,
yeah. That's right.
But what do you think of this idea of using card games or board game style, you know, things to talk about conservation?
No, I really think it's a great idea. I mean, it's fun and it's accessible and... I think it's also the kind of thing, see, a lot of times you're not inclined to go and look up information on these species or about their conservation status on your own, unless you hear something about it. But when you couch it within the form of a game, I think it becomes something that you naturally pick up on while you're also having fun.
Yeah, and I think it will also be a good way to teach kids, not to say that this card game is only for kids. I think everyone can enjoy it. But, you know, when parents are trying to teach kids, you know, like about the animal world, especially the marine world and all that, I think they will be more engaged if their parents say, you know, let's play a game. And then, you know, you just play this game. And as you go along, you're trying to win or you're trying to do all these things, but you're also learning so much along the way.
Definitely. And I remember a couple of years ago, a friend of mine invited me over because another friend has actually come up with a board game called Conservation Crisis, so we were sort of beta testing
it. Oh, that's so cool.
It's a game where you have like a maximum of 6 players. You each choose an endangered species, and your goal is to manage the conservation. So you have to defeat poachers, but at the same time you have to build community projects in schools. You have to employ rangers, and if you accidentally pick a card that says poachers took your animals, or you go bankrupt, it's really fascinating. It got really intense, it's a fascinating insight into how complex conservation can be, that it's not as easy as it may seem. You know, there's a lot of issues of you need to find revenue, but you also need to put that revenue into protecting species instead. And earlier, Yuan brought up some of the threats to the marine environment that are brought up in Reef Stakes, right, such as bottom trawling, cyanide fishing. And really, there's never a bad time to remind ourselves of how the marine world is being affected by human activity and climate change. You know, in Malaysia, some of the threats we've seen involve overfishing, destructive fishing, unsustainable coastal land use, as well as the impact of climate change and rising water temperatures on our really diverse marine life.
But there are things that we can do as individuals to help save our oceans. And it starts with the small things like buying sustainable seafood, using more recyclable products, not purchasing products that exploit marine life, such as coral jewelry or shark products, and perhaps even taking the time to participate in beach cleanups.
Absolutely. So we do need to wrap up this segment. But yeah, the voting for Reef Stakes, National Marine Animal, well, sweepstakes. Well, they start tomorrow. So you can do that at the Reef Stakes Facebook page. But also let us know, you know, would you buy this game? Would this be something that you can see yourself doing either with friends or family? Tweet us at BFM Radio. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We'll be back after a short break. But first, here's Waves by Electric Guest, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.